This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The final whistle on Off The Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
Well, Keith, that was a nice dramatic finish. For 84 minutes, it looked like Bournemouth were going to get their first ever win away to Manchester City in the Premier League. Then Mark Gahey gets his equaliser. You're thinking if they left it too late, and they get a winner, which we don't think is a winner, but then VAR steps in and the right call, and nice straightforward afternoon for Enzo Maresca.
Yeah, nice straightforward. It was a little bit of a roller coaster, to be honest, because at the start I was looking at the amount of defenders on the pitch from Manchester City and thought, I'm not so sure about this in an attacking sense. And then you're looking at Mark Gahey in the number six. Look, it's hard to be overly critical of Mark Gahey, because what he did absolutely fine. He won balls, he broke the game up, he read it well, he just passed it left and right, simple. But when he had it, there was no penetrative passes, there was very few forward balls. And if you've got one player in the six who's not really going to contribute with forward balls, halfway through you could see Bournemouth went, just leave him, let him have it, he's not going to hurt us. And again, he was absolutely fine, but I just think that starting 11 that Manchester City have will be different in 2, maybe 3 weeks. There'll be more players leaving the building. There'll be other players coming into the building. But it looks a little bit all over the place. I mean, I didn't like Kucherov at right back. Nico O'Reilly playing in the middle of the park. He's a very talented boy, but there's a lot more to football to say, you're a good player, go and play in the middle of the park. It's not as easy as that. And when Bernardo Silva and Rodri have gone out of there, you're looking for people to go in there and hit the ground running with the same effect. And I don't think Manchester City quite have that strength and depth. But if you have to ask Enzo Maresca at kickoff, you're going to win, but it will be underwhelming, he'd have probably took it.
Yeah, and all the main men were there to watch this afternoon. So you look at Bouadi, looks like that deal's going to get done. Elliot Anderson, probably a few outgoings. Things could look different in a few weeks, but the frustration maybe if you're a Manchester City supporter is Arsenal could be a few points ahead of them by then.
I think you made a really good point in the build up to the game, that if Arsenal don't make any more signings, they can be completely happy from here till the end of the transfer window, where Manchester City still need to do business. You're probably looking at a lot of the bigger clubs thinking they need to do a bit more business, whether it's ingoings or outgoings. Arsenal look the most complete. And even, I know Manchester City have picked up the 3 points today. I think the Arsenal players will be at home looking at that thinking, that isn't the City we know under Pep. And I know there's been an awful lot of turnover. Maresca could easily hit the ground running in the next couple of games. There's a large part of me that says just sweep that under the carpet. It's the opening game of the season. Don't read too much into the individual performances. It's just about getting 3 points. City have done that, but moving forward, you're thinking there is big weaknesses there. And like I say, Mark Gahey in there, Kovacic coming on. How much are they going to play? Jack Grealish, is he going to have an awful lot of time in a Manchester City jersey this season? I'm not too sure, but I think Enzo Maresca's got an awful lot of work to do in the off-the-field stuff, never mind the on-field stuff.
One player who did impress when he came on, which probably was a bit of a surprise that he didn't start, was Ryan Cherki. He was brilliant for the winner, the ball into Guardiola. But we know how technically good he is.
Yeah, and look, again, I was watching the documentary, and it's very easy to put yourself into Ryan Cherki's feet and think, what is he thinking when he watches that documentary? Obviously, Pep Guardiola wants you and wants you at the club. You're thinking, okay, that's enough for me. But when the people in the hierarchy are saying, I'm not quite sure about his mentality, we're not quite sure he's a Manchester City player, all of a sudden Pep is not in the building anymore. But I'm sure Enzo Maresca has gone and addressed that and spoke to him, and, you know, you're my player, I love you, I'd have gone out to sign you anyway, and we'll fill him up. And when you see the assist, that ball through, there's 4 or 5 Bournemouth players around him, and he manipulates the ball so well. Not only does he keep the ball in a tight area, to offload that pass with the accuracy he does under pressure is really world-class stuff. And look, Guardiola for me is a centre-half that plays left-back and pops into midfield. Have a look at his first touch. To flick that out in front of him when he's back to goal is wonderful stuff. If Erling Haaland did that, we'd be raving about it. The fact that it's a Croatian left-back or centre-half, it probably goes a little bit under the radar. The fact that it was adjudged to be offside as well. Brilliant finish. look, City had the better chances. Haaland's header that he made a hash of in the first half. Mark Gay had a header he should have scored. I think you called it a sitter in commentary. I agree with you, it was a sitter. But balls into the box look to be their main weapon. But for one reason or another, they don't look to want to score from them type of opportunities. And it wasn't until Cherky come on and opened up the defence that you're thinking, oh, OK, they can hurt Bournemouth through the middle. Look, I'm not sure with Maresca moving forward. I think there's still a big question mark. First game of the season, 3 points, big tick. But am I confident moving forward with Manchester City? I still wait and see.
Well, what's the expectation for him? Is it just surely he's starting to build a new team, which had already started the rebuild, but he has to now help the rebuild. So do the City higher up guys think that you have to win the league this season?
I'd like to know that. I think outwardly that will be the message for everybody. There might be a reality to that where Enzo Maresca talks about Rodri and Bernardo Silva and, you know, everybody else leaving the building and Pep and the legacy he's left behind. It's going to be extremely difficult, and given how strong Arsenal are, you know, I think if you're Manchester City, the message is we're going to win the league. We want to be competitive within the Champions League. Do they really think they're going to win the league this season? I'm not so sure, but given the amount of money that they've spent, and we're talking that Boadi is going to come in for over 100 million, Elliot Anderson coming in for over 100 million as well. When you spend money, expectation comes with that, and 200 million in the middle of the park, they've got to be very, very good. So I think with the money that it looks like Manchester City are going to spend all in all, they've got to go and win the Premier League. Do I expect them to? No.
Just a final word then on Bournemouth. Obviously, it was Marco Rose's first game as a Premier League manager. Everything was going great for 84 minutes. Brilliant goal from Tavernier. Lovely ball across from Evan Nielsen. The difference with Bournemouth at the start of this season compared to last season is there hasn't been much of a turnover. Krupe obviously was injured. They've European football to contend with this season, which they've never had to do. Now, Marco Rose is an experienced manager in terms of managing clubs that play European football as well. Would you have any concerns about Bournemouth? They're probably not going to finish sixth again. That would be dream stuff if they did it again with European football, but would you have any concerns?
The only concern I'd have is be the squad strength. I think we've seen the starting 11 today is very, very strong. When you take Evan Nielsen out and you bring Jebison on up front, the levels come down ever so slightly. David Brooks is a player we didn't even see today, but I'm a big fan of his. So maybe they've got probably 12, 13, 14 really good, strong players that can compete in Europe and the Premier League. But we all know, you start getting two or three injuries, that Bournemouth squad starts to look a little bit thin. And look, when you look at Bournemouth, you zoom out and think Iriola getting European football for them this season. They've got a capacity of about 11, 12,000 in their stadium. So they are, it's an uphill battle for Bournemouth constantly. What they're doing has been absolutely brilliant. And they should never lose sight of the size of the clubs around them. I mean, it really is David against Goliath when you think of Manchester City against Bournemouth. So what they've done the first game of the season is really good. But I see them, you know, if they were to finish 12th this season and get, you know, out of the group stage of Europe, I think that would be success. But given how good it's been over the last couple of years for Bournemouth, you can imagine that those fans may get a little bit tetchy.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.